Thursday night, or Aleph Sivan, Tov Shinayin Dalad, Zahar Locha, and Chodesh Al Bogus. So Chodesh Sivan tonight, and the following issue exists. There's a din to learn a Hilchos of a Yom Tov, Halachos of a Yom Tov, 30 days before, Shoylem Dorshim Bichos HaChag, Koyim Bichag Lamed Yom. So the... Some say it only goes on Pesach. Some say it only goes on Pesach. The Beis Yosef learns it only goes on Pesach. The Bach says it's on every Yom Tov. So does the Mogen Avram say that it goes on every Yom Tov. The Gro writes that when it comes to Shavuos, so you could start from a Chodesh Sivan, and he has a Makor. He says you only need from a Chodesh Sivan. You don't need 30 days for Shavuos. But he has a makor. The Gro has a makor that Rosh Chodesh Sivan would be a time to start, if not Shloshim Yom. So, but it is a makor for Rosh Chodesh. The Achronim make a very strong suggestion, very good suggestion. They say Nebuch Chilchus Yom Tov gets neglected when it's Pesach. A person is busy learning Hilchus Pesach. When it's Sukkot, a person is busy learning Hilchus Sukkot and Hilchus Arba Minim. And Hilchos Yom Tov is forgotten, goes by the wayside. What a wonderful thing to do it is for Shavuos, they suggest, is to make this learning, whether it's 30 days before, according to the Bach, or even Hilchos Yom Tov be Yom Tov, on the Yom Tov, or according to the Gro, it starts from tonight, Rosh Chodesh Sivan, to learn Hilchos Yom Tov. Okay, people don't even know where it is. It's in Chelek Hamishi in the Mishnah Berurah. Okay. We're learning now Chavis Halvavis, and we're on Shia number 13, and he's looking around, and he knows that there's a Chavis Halvavis, and he enumerated Aseis and Los Aseis, and then he looks at the Sforim that have been written up till his day. There was no printing press yet, by the way. So when he talks about Sforim being written, he's talking about painstakingly being copied, and written by pen, on a, whatever they use, paper, cloth. Anyway, he goes through the different types of Sforim that existed, and he says nobody is making a sefer about the Chovos HaLevavos, like a Shulchan Aruch for Chovos HaLevavos. So I started wondering why, and he takes us on his journey in the Hakdama to all of this Sedodim before he came to write the sefer B'Poyel. Tomeisel said Tomei Gedola, Ashamati Blibi. He says, you know, my first thought was maybe it's not a chiyuv. Shema Hamina Zemin Hamitzvos, these Chovos HaLevavos. Maybe it's like a good thing to do. Lahoros haderech hanachona, v'hayishara, v'kamohu, k'mohat tosafos, shehem rishus. Like many additions to mitzvahs are rishus, they're not really obligations. So here also, it's a wonderful, nice thing to do, but maybe tov lo bracha, but you're not mechuyev to do it. Shein anachnu nitvoim bohem, we won't be held accountable if we don't do them. Below noshim in the salim mehem, we won't be punished if we don't do it. Balken inicho akadmonim melechabro b'sefer. So they, you know, what are you going to write in the sefer for? It wasn't that important to write a sefer about. So that's why, you know, that's the first thing that came to mind. At shechipasti, but I did research. Al Chovos HaLevavos min HaSeichel u'min HaKosuv u'min HaKabbalah. And if you remember way back when, like a few days ago, when we learned the beginning of the Chovos HaLevavos, he said there's three paths to knowledge of Torah. There's common sense, logic, there's Torah Shebiksav, and then there's min HaKabbalah, the Masorah, maybe we'll call Torah Sheba'al Peh. So he says, I investigated and I researched Chovos HaLevavos, and I see that it's an absolute obligation. Min haSeichel, u'min haKosuv, u'min haKabbalah. Im anachnu chayovim b'hem im lav. So I turned my attention to it. Mitzvosim shem yisodei kol haMitzvos. Not only do you have mitzvos of Chovos HaLevavos, but they're the foundation, and they give much more meaning to even all the mitzvos. In other words, when you eat matzah, that's a Chovos HaEvarim. But without thinking about what it means, without relating to the lev sheba aver, so it's a pretty meaningless act, or it's such a pity, or it's such an empty act, or you know, it's a pity. Look, you're missing out on the main aspect of the mitzvah. v'mira mitzvosim shem yisodei kol ha-mitzvos v'mira habem shum hefsed. If you're missing on your chovos halavados, lo titochim on a mitzvah mitzvos ha-ivarim, then you can't do any mitzvah properly. So here he introduces the idea, which you'll see a theme running throughout the Sefer. Not only are there chovos halavados, but there's also there's a chovos halavados to the mitzvah sheba'evarim, and that's what's meaningful. You put on tefillin as a mitzvah sheba'evar, but the meaning behind the mitzvah, and to have in mind and to intend, you know, what you say, if you say the yiratzim before, or even if you don't, the yiratzim before is in the Shulchan Aruch, really. So you think, why are you putting on tefillin? So that is very, very crucial and important, and I realize that. And now he goes on to say, that's his conclusion. Now he goes on to say, min ha-seichel, u'min ha-kosuv, u'min ha-kabbalah. And we'll stop here.
Do we try toaster ovens?
What?
Do we try toaster ovens? Can we do it?
I am titled everything.
I think I can. So someone asked me, so why don't you try when you make it?
That's a small